Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, children of the night. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. When you get ready for Halloween, please remember to shop Amazon. And when you do, go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to support the show. And the prices are so good, it's scary.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOmeraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there. Hi there. Happy Thursday.
We're doing a Thursday mailbag today because we didn't get to it yesterday.
What?
It's been an interesting week. It's been a crazy week.
Yes.
Programming note, on the bonus show this week for the Mike O'Mara Show, we are going to discuss all things Halloween. It's going to be our special Halloween scary version of the bonus show. So look forward to that. And a programming note on this show for only one person. At the beginning of the show, after we get done with the mailbag, I will be talking about the Big O and Duke show. Sorry, I just wanted a full disclosure to let Oscar know that.
Hold on.
Just be aware, it will not be soul sucking like you say it is. It will not
be. Oh, I don't say it is. It is.
But I promise you that it won't be. This will not be. If it
is, will you just stop listening to the show?
No, I can't. Not when I'm discussed. I have to.
You're not discussed every week.
I know, but when I am, I have to address things. Don't get defensive already. I feel your soul being sucked out of your body.
And let's get to really the main thing. Was I discussed?
Very, very
briefly. Not really.
In glowing terms? Very
no, not at all.
Well, maybe that's what you should do.
But, just focus on you?
A little bit. Okay. I mean, I think that would help anything.
Thing about it is, and we will get to it, I don't want to, but I felt as though I didn't want to tell, Oscar was enjoying his breakfast, and I didn't want to tell him that we were going to do that because he might not enjoy his breakfast.
It might not sit well. His Bolivian bagel might not sit well.
There's going to be nothing in there that you're going to have to worry
about.
You
have his number. Call him. Call him.
There is please. Not going to be. This is the way we both.
If
communicate.
This is a message, call each other.
This is.
I'm tired of this.
No, this is actually for my own benefit too, and my listeners as well. So, and I emphasize my listeners. So I just want to
not
I wanna,
our listeners because it's your show.
I'm joking. That's part of the whole thing. That's the whole deal too. That'll be in there.
Well, Mike is handling this the way Ted Cruz would handle it. He would wait until the show starts and then say that he blames the media. No. You are but the Ted Cruz of this
face.
Show.
Look at our boy's face.
Because I'm tired
over there.
Of this.
Yeah, he doesn't want to play this game.
Yeah.
Well, no.
I'm
mean, but,
sick.
You know,
literally.
I know.
Tired.
Literally.
I don't jet around the country, so I understand.
True.
You get sick regardless. Yeah. Stop it.
He's still on Fremont Street time.
When was the last time I had a real cold? Now, when I get sick, I go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Because my illnesses are life-threatening.
Well, what
but
I
don't get traditional colds.
No. Well, Oscar gets is a head cold. You got an anal cold.
By the way, I should point out, I didn't share this with you boys, but we were down in bowel land, down in tummy time.
Yeah.
We've had a fun week. I'm out of the woods, and that's why
you had mentioned it actually earlier in passing. You
talked about soul sucking. Jesus.
Oh, no.
Is that where your soul is?
No, it's the worst. Because you get it, and you don't know, because you know the feeling, you know exactly how it feels, and you don't know if it's going to pass. Or
so
if
to
it's
speak. Going,
so to speak. Or if you're going to be, you know, knock, knock, knock on the emergency room door.
Yeah.
But everything's fine, and I think I am almost completely out of the woods.
Does it start with a rumble?
No.
How does it start?
It starts with an acute, tiny,
acute.
Little
it's adorable.
Pain in the same spot all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's right where the bad part of the intestines are.
Oh.
That's right where it starts. And so, and then it goes... You know, and it can get more severe or less severe. It's weird.
But, you know, Mike, that's more
about... I'm going to have it cut out eventually.
That's about you. It's not about you.
No, it's not about me at all.
No.
I just... And really, this is going to be fine. Oscar, trust me, everything is going to be fine. All right? I promise you on my children's
life. Don't know what to expect anymore.
No, don't be like that. It's going to be fine. Anyway,
One time.
Let's get to this because otherwise we won't.
Lord, strike me down one time.
Lord, kick me now. One time.
We have a new second youngest listener, Roland Zgragden.
Good. That works. Yeah.
Roland Zgragen.
I would have gone with Zgragen.
Would you have?
But well, it's explained. It's explained later in the letter.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me see. There's no pronouncer for Zgragden, but not even his dad is sure how to say it. Roland Zgragden Gandhi.
Yes.
Was born on October 20th. Mother Meg, Meg's Ragden Gandy and Baby Roland are doing well. Sorry, there's no pronouncer for it. Okay. Yeah. That's a start. Jesus. Our youngest listener is Lily Marie Catherine. All right, is it going to be one of these? Just tell
me,
Mike, right.
You will determine by your mood whether it's one of these, because it's simply just reading the letters. And it's
our youngest listener, Lily Marie Catherine, and then a name with a pronouncer. Yeah. I mean, good Lord.
Well, we always start with our youngest listeners.
Yeah, she's born.
How about
Lily
Ryle? How about Lily Ryle?
Okay, perfect.
You know, but I guess we have to get it all. Lily Marie Catherine Ryle of Burke, Virginia, born October 25th. Mom and baby are well. Dad could not be prouder and more egomaniacal. Anyway.
Detail-oriented.
They've stockpiled TMOS episodes to help with the late-night feedings. That's wonderful. And by the way, Lily Marie Catherine, I'm sorry, but it was because of Roland's Gragdon at the beginning that I felt like I'm a bit already in the weeds when it comes to this.
You know what happened? You got yourself all riled up.
Thanks. That's what you like. Happy belated birthday to Oscar's fantasy football ace in the hole, Government Cheese.
Yeah!
His real name is Scott, and he's leaving his douchebag 30s and has a strong future in his effort 40s.
Scott's a good egg. Hasn't won me $1, but
let me tell you, boys, I lived in the 40s. It was not the effort 40s.
Really not for you?
That's the survive it 40s. Madeline, or Madeline Bird, is about to turn 14 and would love to hear her name on the radio. So Madeline Bird, Madeline Bird, Madeline Bird, Madeline Bird, my favorite bird.
There you go. Hey, hello, bird. Hello,
some
bird.
Might say my favorite bird is the white ibis. Or the Aninga, or the Great Egret, or the Snowy Egret, or the Glossy Ibis, or the Great Blue Heron, or the Red-Tailed Hawk. But no, it's Madeline Bird.
Mike, you know the Blue Heron really is great.
Yes, it is. Wonderful bird.
Great bird.
I love the birds now. One of my, you know, if you're a Floridian and if you don't like birds, you're probably in the wrong state.
True.
So I just thought I'd pass that along. Thank you. Name of the week, Rich Swindler. Rich Swindler just turned 26, and he loves our Amazon link and Harry's Razors, but can you really trust a Rich Swindler? I don't think so. Another birthday for Marianne Kelly, and her age, a closely guarded secret.
Yes.
But we know her age is one less than a famous steak sauce from Heinz. She would love our traditional birthday song for 24-year-old Marianne Kelly. Here we go.
Happy birthday,
Marianne.
Sarah Howlett just had a birthday, number 23. She was introduced to TMOS last year in Reno when her uncle stole the big teddy bear from Mac. Happy birthday to Sarah. And let me see. Yesterday, Michael Gallagher entered his DB30s, and a grateful nation rejoices. Keith Arney, a listener since the WJFK days, just turned 55. Attaboy, Keith. Let me see. So someone's at the door.
Oh, really? Do you want to go get that?
Yeah, no. It's my dog's going nuts, and it's one of those mailbags. I knew it would be.
Mm. Well, Mike, you see, but a positive attitude can overcome that.
I'm just so curious. I'm so curious when the great
Do you think
blue,
it's a package?
When the great blue wave, when the blue wave comes to the door. When one of the members of the blue wave, that's what I call everybody down here, the blue wave.
The blue wave.
When the blue wave comes to the door, you're just always curious.
Like the older people?
Excuse me, I couldn't help but noticing the rear end of your car is on fire. And I thought that I would knock on the door and let you know what was going on.
So I missed the last three birthdays. So Michael Gallagher, DB30s,
right.
And Grateful Nation Rejoices. Keith Arney, a listener since the JFK days, just turned 55, attaboy Keith. And Travis Patsfield has a birthday and an anniversary and birthdays for his wife and his son and his daughter. What, did he just try to get them all in with one letter? That's lazy.
That's lazy.
No, screw you. That doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. I want an individual greeting from you for your birthday, your wife's birthday, and your children's birthdays. And if you want to throw in the anniversary, you give us one for that, too. We're filling content here.
Yeah, and you know
okay?
what? For that, write us a letter. Don't email.
Thank you.
Use a stamp.
Sorry about that, but it's true, right? I mean, did you get that impression when you saw it?
Well, I mean, that's why I was so dismissive in the writing of it. I'm like, I mean, the truth hurts. I mean, but it's a cool world, yeah.
Okay, big birthday greetings to Mark Swanson. His name may be unfamiliar because even though he is the co-host of Courtney Calkins' podcast.
Who gives a f***?
Yeah, thank you.
And
thank you, Rob. Rob, is this guy? Did this guy seriously go down on you? Did he? What has he done for you, Rob? I'm really curious. What is going on? Please share. Please share. There, you know. Before Rob answers, I'm going to say this. You know that this guy has an in with Rob. Am I right about this?
And I
you
swear
know
it,
he has an
I
in with you.
I swear
he
it on my kids' lives.
He got into the studio.
He asked a he million years ago if he could come into the studio and we let him in.
Then
he has no in. What this is a shortened version of a 5-paragraph letter in which the only reason I included it was to point out the fact that when Courtney was in studio, he was so in Courtney land that he did not mention his co-host.
No. See, you're doing what he wants you to do. And I already know this because it was splashed all over social media that he didn't mention his
podcast
that we have been promoting as though we have an ownership stake in it. I'm curious about that.
I mean, we were
nice to the guy, weren't we? I mean, and he co-hosted, what, Omericast one time? Is that what he did?
You'll notice in this letter I did not mention the name of his podcast. There's several things that I did on purpose here.
Look, Courtney, you seem like a really good guy. But
yeah, I agree.
If you want to be friends with us, be friends with us.
Don't use us.
Don't say, hey, I know you got that hot sister. When you get me with that hot sister, you're going to give me that hot sister? That ass, your sister. Let me get into that.
Oh,
no,
really?
Just be friends with us.
Yeah.
And then maybe naturally we'll say, hey, how about getting you on the network?
Right. Yeah, I happen to know already.
Jesus,
he didn't mention his radio partner.
Let go of my sister.
And I happen to know that he mentioned that he's got like a ton of listeners, right? He gets a lot of downloads, relatively.
It's mostly his Twitter following. And I'm not sure where he bought it, but he's got it. So
okay. All right.
Regardless, he was a nice guy when he came here.
But it's like
to get ahead in life.
Yeah, every week. Every week, right? I mean,
you're
do you
not
agree?
Tenacious D. Let it go.
He is a tenacious D. I'm just not going to say stands for.
Yeah, but how much are we going to be reading about this evening, too? Okay. Anyway, our next.
You know what, Mike? Maybe there's a blockage coming.
It's warranted.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
It's just got, you know, get, I mean, every week now. I mean, it's wow. Anyway, hey, boys, I'd love to get a happy birthday wish for my wife.
Isn't that
funny
well.
We just move on after that? Some guy's sitting there right now looking at his phone just going, oh, man, what do I do to deserve that?
Well,
hey, boys, I'd love to get a happy birthday wish for my wife, Beth. She'll be 31 on November 1st. She is a truly wonderful mother to our three kids. She tolerates me listening to TMOS over the car speakers. I can relate to that.
Yep.
When we ride together, is super milfy to boot. What a gal. What a nice letter. That's Will Winterstein.
Hello.
And, Will, that's a nice letter to your lovely wife, Winterstein.
You know, it's going to be very cold today. I'm Winterstein.
It's me. It's old Jack Frost. Will Winterstein signing in.
Watch out for sleet.
It's me, Winterstein, and the roads are slippery.
Did you put on your Blizzak tires?
You know, if you're up north, you may want to put on the chains. I'm Will Winterstein. Do you have salt? Kosher salt for your driveway? I'm Will Winterstein.
Moving right along. Guys, please wish my brother Kevin Schmidt a happy birthday. His birthday was October 26th. We both started listening to the WJFK days and have been faithful listeners since. He would love to hear from the dueling Michael McDonald's if he gets a lucky pull on the roulette wheel. That's maybe 2 or 3 weeks we've had requests for the Michael McDonald's. Let's see if maybe this time
maybe.
We can possibly get lucky.
Before you drop the quarter, Mike, keep in mind he calls it a pull on the roulette wheel.
Okay.
So no attention to detail.
Yeah, that's it. This is from Justin. Let's see if Justin gets lucky.
How we do.
No. No. No.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
That's a crooked roulette wheel.
Sorry, Justin. It's the roulette wheel spinning that way. The slot machine. Anyway, question. Will Mike's pinky finger wish Ben Graber a happy birthday? Now, see, that's nice and simple.
Yes.
Let's take a look at this.
Okay, here we go.
Let's spin the slot machine now. Here we go. Bulldog? Bulldog? Bulldog!
Hey!
There it is.
Nice!
May I say, for Ben Graber, Ben Graber, a fine man, a man among men, we will fight them on the beaches. We will fight them in the air. We will never surrender. We will defeat the Huns. and Ben Graber will lead us to victory. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
Nice. That worked really well on the roulette wheel.
Well done.
Hi, guys. I hope I'm not too late in asking for a birthday request. My husband, Brian, is leaving his douchebag 30s on the 22nd. He's a little bummed, so I hope you could cheer him up. Maybe Oscar could wish him a happy birthday in his gingerbread man voice. Hope you don't hold that fact that we are Canadian against us. Love the show. Keep the funny going. Crystal Young. Oscar, put the quarter in. Let's see what happens.
Oh, do we? I didn't know Oscar got the roulette wheel,
too. Yeah, Oscar gets to do it. And you got to call it, too, when you look at it.
Courtney Calkins.
Hey,
progressive.
He got it. He got it. That's fantastic. This is for Brian. Crystal Young. Yeah, and her husband, Brian.
Brian, right?
Yes.
Brian, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
Oh, fantastic.
Well done.
I like
well
that.
Done. Next letter. Fellows, pleased to be wishing Ridge Seals a happy 14th birthday. It happens this Friday. As Mr. Trump would say, we hope his birthday is good, strong, smart, and good. That's from Cal Seals. That's a good letter. Thank you very much. Happy birthday. Moving right along. Hey, sweet podcast buddies. I'd love for Mike to do a cocaine-fueled Charlie and talk up a ZZ Top record. That would help me get it up for my too young to die, too old to care 42nd birthday. Editor's note, Elvis died at 42. You guys are bigger and better than what Drive Time Radio offers here in Los Angeles. I don't know how I'd make it through rush hour without you. Yours in Christ, Spencer Sweet Dick Watson. Let's spin the
let's see how we do.
Slot machine, see what happens, okay? Line of Coke.
Hey!
Oh, that's great. Fantastic.
That is good news.
A ZZ Top, any ZZ Top record? Is that the way it works?
Well, Charlie,
with a cocaine-fueled Charlie. All
Charlie,
right.
I've chosen a sharp-dressed man. It has a 23-second intro.
Charlie, come on in here.
Oh, come on in, Charlie.
Charlie, can you just come in, please? Thank you.
Charlie, okay, you know the song Sharp-Dressed Man?
I do, Rob. I do.
Okay.
And I did a line of coke before I talked it up.
How did you take the coke?
Rectally.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go, Charlie.
Charlie Stewart Stabler, WAVA.
Hey man, how you doing? It's Charlie Stewart Stabler. This is the Power 105 WAVA. Hope you're having a good time. I sure am, man. I got lots of energy. I drank some coffee. I did some lines of coke. I even did some crystal meth. Yes, sir. Ladies love a sharp dressed man on Power 105. Oh, got a little more to go. Yeah, okay. Here we go. See it, boys. Thank you. Oh, one more. Okay, I forgot. WAVA.
Because when you are fueled with cocaine,
yes,
you forget where you are in the song.
I think you did great, Charlie.
Thank you so much. Hello to the fabulous TMOS team. I would love it if you would wish my husband, Brad Duncan, a happy birthday. He will turn 54 on Halloween, but thanks to CrossFit, he is keeping it tight and is in better shape than ever. Brad is a great husband and an amazing father to our four kids, and he goes out to slay the dragon for us every day. He's a litigator, so he really does fight dragons for a living. We were married in 1987 and moved to D.C. right away, and on our second day in town, we discovered the Don and Mike show on WAVA. We even watched the Primetime Video Zoo.
Cool.
Paid dollars not to have that mentioned. Anyway, the TMOS team has been there for us over the ups and downs. I said UPS. Over the ups and downs of 28 years, and we feel like you are some of our oldest and funniest friends. We now live in Seattle, which we all know will fall into the ocean within the next few years. But until it does, we will never miss a show. So hats off and cheers to each of you, and thanks for the laughs and inspiration over the years. Sincerely, Cheryl Duncan. Cheryl, thank you. And
nice
to your
letter.
Counselor husband, thank him as well. We truly appreciate
cool.
the support. Moving right along. God, this is a long mailbag. Would you be so kind as to wish my friend and fellow TMOS listener, Danny Maxton, congratulations on his retirement. His last day is October 31st after 32 years with the United States Postal Service.
Yay,
Danny!
Congrats.
Oh.
As Judge Smales might say, well done, Mr. Scholarship winner. How about a fresca? Thanks, Jeff King from Wichita, Kansas. That's wonderful. And moving right along. Okay, knotheads. I've used TMOS twice today. One, I needed some razors. Easy fix. Harrys.com. Yeah, used it myself today.
Me too.
Strong.
We'll be talking about it during the show. Two, my 2.5-year-old cutest daughter in the world wants a zebra. while I looked seriously into driving to Texas, where you can actually buy a zebra. I live on a farm in the middle of nowhere. Instead, for the short term, I bought a full-size stuffed zebra from your Amazon page.
Better solution, oh, I think.
Yeah. This drove my ex insane. I dropped a couple of bucks your way, and I became the greatest dad on the planet, according to my girl. Win all the way around.
Aww. Well,
don't trouble yourself with what the ex says. love the show. Haven't missed one. And that's from Kurt Anderson. And our last letter comes to us today from John. He writes, guys, first, thank you all so very much for doing what you do. It keeps me sane through my hour-long commute home every day. Second, it occurred to me that the group dynamic on the best podcast on the internet sounds like the opening to a good joke, so I couldn't help myself. An Irishman, a Bolivian, and a Polish guy walk into a bar and begin reminiscing about home. Back in my bar in Bolivia, brags the Bolivian, for every four bottles of cerveza I order, they give me one for free. In my bar in Poland, says the Polish guy, I pay for two pints and they give me a third one free. That's nothing, slurs the Irishman. In me pub back in Dublin, you walk up to the bar, they give the first Guinness for free, the second Guinness for free, the third Guinness for free, and then they take you upstairs and you have sex for free. Has that really happened to you, asks the Bolivian. Well, no, says the Irishman, but it happens to me sister all the time. Keep up the funny. Love you long time. John Bruton, who turns 45 next month. That's a nice joke. Nice. That oldie but goodie. Start the show, you up.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
On the entertainment capital of the world.
What have you done to it? What have you done to its eyes?
He has his father's eyes.
What are you talking about? Guy's eyes are normal. What have you done to him, you maniac?
Satan is his father, not Guy. He came up from hell and begat a son of mortal woman. Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Satan is his father, and his name is Adrian. He shall overthrow the mighty and lay waste their temples. He shall redeem the despised and wreak vengeance in the name of the burned and the tortured. Hail Adrian!
Hail Adrian!
Hail Satan! Hail Satan!
He chose you out of all the world, out of all the women in the whole world. He chose you. He arranged things because he wanted you to be the mother of his only living son.
His power is stronger than stronger.
Hail Satan.
His might shall last longer than longer.
Hail Satan!
No! It can't be! No!
Oh, look at his hands
and his feet. Oh, God!
God is dead!
Hail Satan!
Satan lives! The year is won!
Hail God!
The year is won!
Oh,
God is
God!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Oh, man. I just
Such
think
joy. Good.
In the old days of the radio, you know, people pop in and out all the time, and you just pop the radio on, God is dead.
Got me in so
of
much
all the
trouble.
They chose you. We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber Studios in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint. It's tough to run a small business. You got to be ABC, always be closing all the time. ABC now as easy as 123 with Vistaprint.com. You can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Trust me, there is nothing greater than whipping out a beautiful Vistaprint card to make a first impression with the client. We've all used them.
Yes.
We love them. I still hand mine out. I've got a bunch in a golf bag. I give them to golfers. I give them to people at bars. I give them to everybody because it's such a great deal. 500 business cards, just $9.99. Now, listen, you can upgrade
to their signature stock. You can add yourself a fancy finish. You can go double-sided, even raised print. Vistaprint will do all of it for you. Just remember to use our code. You know that code. You know it. You love it. TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. And go ahead. Send us your business cards. Yep. We love to get them, and we might spotlight yours on the show if you send us one of your Vistaprint business cards. We'd like that. Just visit Vistaprint.com to create your own custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, that is TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today, and we thank you. All right, so before we continue on with a wonderful Halloween trunk or treat and my son getting just an incredible response with the Bernie Sanders costume, I wanted to bring up the last couple of weeks have been a little interesting with Oscar's two shows, the Big O and Duke show and our show here. And apparently when Oscar went out to Las Vegas, there was a little bit of consternation on the part of Drab T-Shirt and Chad Dukes about him going out there. And they dealt with that on their show Tuesday night. And then I listened in just to see, because I knew that, you know, we'd been involved in the discussion on this show as well. And so I listened to them talk about it. And you know, the bottom line, Oscar, is when I'm talking about another show, it's when I'm the subject on that other show. And that's
why only
I'm
when it
bringing
is. And
up
I appreciate
here.
It. Yes.
A few things I want to cover here for purposes of clarification about that. I think that that when I was discussing Chad and Drab giving Oscar a hard time on their show, I occasionally will listen to the Big O and Duke show when I get a link to it, and I just click on it, and
right.
And it's good radio, and it's a compelling show, and so I will click on that, and I will listen to it. Then, of course, when you hear your name mentioned, you will do that. Or in this case, when I heard Oscar being AWOL, I was curious about that, because I would have assumed that, you know, that it was just like it is here, where he said, I'm going out to Vegas. So I listened to that. And then when Oscar came back on Monday, I talked about the fact that Drab and Chad were giving him a friendly ball busting about the fact that he flaked on the show. And Oscar said he didn't flake. So it went on and on. They cleared the air on it this week. And then I was referenced during that discussion as well, because I guess Chad feels that there might be some there might still be some negativity that I harbor towards the Big O and Duke show. And
it was discussed, and I think I did a good job of clarifying.
Yeah, you did, and but ultimately the buck stops with me.
Yes.
And it's important for me to talk about it. So there are a few things that I will discuss here about it, just for clarification purposes. Oscar, since almost the time we started this podcast, has done a podcast at the same time with Chad. And so Oscar works here, and he also works on that other podcast. We have a business relationship with a guy that also works on that podcast, and we share advertisers. Mm-hmm. We use the same
all
people that help
me.
Out. And the common thread in almost all those cases is Oscar having relationships with people. And so Oscar does a lot of work behind the scenes for both podcasts.
Yes.
And that has happened for a long time. So I just wanted to clarify for those guys over there and for listeners that listen to both shows. And there are many of you that listen to both
lots
shows.
Lots of common ground. Lots of common ground.
I love the Big O and Duke show. I loved it when it was on radio. And I love the podcast now. I'm always engaged when I tune into that show. I find it very, very different from this show, and it's got a totally different style, and I enjoy it. It's a refreshing difference from this show. So if you've never listened to the Big O and Duke show, and you get it, like I always say on this show, I think you'll probably have a pretty good time listening to that show as well, because they do a different type of show. There's a lot of inside stuff, but I think if you can get by that, you will find the show engaging, and it's very funny, and their ball busting, like we do the ball busting, is very, very funny. So that just right out at the outset, I want to say I do love the Big O and Duke show. It was said on their show Thursday night that I think, Oscar, you said it, that you want to you know that I like the Big O and Duke show.
Yes.
That I just don't like you being on it. And nothing could be truer. That is the absolute truth. That is I cop to that. I'm guilty as charged.
You have told me that in private. So
everybody that's on my team. Like on my team. Yeah. That's an old radio thing.
Yep.
Old habits die
We've
hard.
Had a similar talk, but you and I. It's the same thing.
But with that said, I don't begrudge anybody doing double dipping, because in this economy, I think you got to do what you got to do. And the relationship that Oscar has with Chad goes back before he had a relationship with me. And they do that. So, you know, Chad and Oscar have always been respectful to me. We share audience. You know, they said that I promote their show grudgingly. Chad did. He's absolutely right. I promote it grudgingly. And you know what? I got to cop to that too. Look, when people say stuff that's true, I got to go along with it and say it's true. And you know what? That stops today. I'm not going to do that anymore. There's no reason to do that.
The grudgingly or the promotion?
The promoting.
I love Oscar like a little brother. I said that online last night. You know, Oscar and I get into it with each other. We ball bust. But to be honest with you, off air, there is a very cordial and respectful relationship.
I would say it's a family.
Yeah,
it's
very
family.
Yeah.
And you
familial.
Know, and
yeah.
I, listening to you on that other show where you've had a longer-term relationship with people and you have been family with them more, yeah. I'm here to tell you I think I may get it now, and I'm here to tell you that I want to stop doing that soul-sucking for you when, you know, I'll still bust your balls. Don't get me wrong. I'll bust your balls for coming in late. I'll bust your balls for the million things and spreading yourself too thin and all the things I can't stand.
Murdering
the English
language? That's my favorite.
I think I'm past the whole deal where, you know, don't do this because you're setting me up and all that. I think that's over, because I think I get it now, and I think I know how hurtful that may have been to you. So I apologize to you.
Oh, wow.
That. And I think that's
you don't have that, to, Mike, you know. You don't have to apologize. Look, we're 3 days, 4 days removed from all of this, right? Mm-hmm. It's Thursday, depending on when you're listening.
Right.
What went down was Monday and Tuesday. And I have to say that, you know, for as much as I don't like what we went through on Monday and Tuesday, respectively, on both shows, as I mentioned on Wednesday's show, sometimes you have to be reminded, even as a professional broadcaster, what people love. Because the heat that came from both those shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blew my mind.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get once in a while, I'm like, okay, I'll get like a tweet here and there.
Sure.
Love the show. This is for both programs. I have not had this much response on Facebook, personally on my wall on Facebook or on Twitter or personal emails on both sides of the situation, right? Like if I'm running for politics.
Yeah.
Like if I'm running for office.
He's running for politics.
Politics,
Mike.
Yeah. I'm at 80%.
Political office.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I'm running for political office, I have never seen this type of response. So with all due respect to you and to the boys, and I would say the same thing to them, is if this is what happens as far as our real radio and honest radio when we pull back the curtain on both sides, then this is what happens.
Yeah, it is. And the thing about it is I think that cross-promotion of these shows is something that I am going forward, not going to go into grudgingly. I think that it is a positive thing, and I think that I probably occasionally will I will not acknowledge, I will not be aware, and I lack awareness of how much people do respect and admire what I do. I'm not trying to say that to be egotistical. I'm trying to say that just to be factual.
Well, guys,
and I think I have to be mindful of
it. We're in the room right now, and the guys I work with feel the same way about that. We can't do what you do.
Yeah, I think.
You know what I mean?
But I think ultimately also from a purely professional standpoint, I think it helps both shows going forward. You know, our live shows came out of an invite that I got from Big O and Dukes to go on stage with them. So there's a lot of that. And before we go to break, and then I want to wrap it up on the whole thing with me, with the whole Chad and my job situation. I want to come back and talk about that just very briefly, and then we'll move on. But the one thing that confused me was, because you'll have to refresh my memory with this. Is it ever enough? What was? Please enlighten me as far as, because you were talking about. Have I said that to you? Is it ever? What was that in reference to? Because I know it bugs you.
If I get another job or take on another contract,
right?
Or if I try to launch another startup, you constantly. And you haven't said this as of late, but you constantly will allude that I'm, at least the way you make me feel, that I'm greedy for going after another project. And that's when you'll say, is it ever enough for you? How much do you want?
Okay. All right.
And I sit here and I said, well, have you seen my pay stub? I mean, we've got a long way to go.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So that falls under the same umbrella. I'm cool with that. Just don't spread yourself too thin. We're going to take a break and I will come back and wrap this up. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Joe, Halloween is coming up. What do you say we dress up as our favorite more broadcasting personality?
What, we're both going to go dressed as Mermelstein?
No, I'm going to go dressed as the Bride of Mermelstein.
The Bride of Mermelstein? The Wolfman is more believable.
Dude, that's mean. We can't have all the Mermelstein fans attacking us. They're very vicious people.
Yes, he might get upset.
The Rob and Joe Show. It's a new amazing show every week. RobandJoeShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the app, people. Get on it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I believe that promo was recorded in the Rob and Joe studio, was it not?
Castle Frankenstein, Mike. We established that it was down in the lab right after the monster pulled the lever.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Amazon page. You can be our Amazon MVP. Just make the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon most valuable purchase. All you have to do is shop through our Amazon page, then tell us what you bought by emailing us at MVP@MikeO'MaraShow.com. MVPs will be featured on the show, and even better, this Christmas, we will cover the cost of the MVP purchases of 5 randomly chosen MVP listeners. It's our treat.
Yep.
That is truly MVP treatment and a little holiday magic. And I think the way we were talking about this, it's going to start with, you know, your average kind of purchase, and then we're going to work our way up to something really special as we get closer to the holiday, don't you know? That's the way you do it for dramatic effect. It's the MVP treatment. Anybody can win, and any purchase can win, but MVP purchases have doubled the chance to win this holiday season. Doppel chances, so you got to enter today. The more you shop, the more chances you have to win, so get busy. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Boy, it's a great deal. And send us your proof of purchase. Get ready to win. Good luck. We want you to be our MVP. And thank you.
It's MVP@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just let us know. Easy stuff.
We already have people sending in their purchases.
Yes.
They're getting it.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. Not soul sucking at all in that first segment, correct?
No, that was actually fun.
I mean, you know, it's because I meant it. I listened to it and I thought about it a lot. And I think it's good to do that. I think it's good to be introspective and it's good to take a step back.
And you know what? It speaks well the fact that we really are a family. Because we speak our mind, but we respect our feelings too.
And I wanna be clear on things. I just wanna clear it up because I liked it. I liked the way their discussion went on that show. I liked the way they handled it with me. But I do wanna clear up the shtick about Chad taking my job. That hurts Chad's feelings. It was obvious to me that bugs him, that he doesn't like that. I understand that upsets him. But, Chad, I say this to you, and I hope you get a chance to listen to this because I'm not slamming you in any way. It's not about you. It's about you, you know, being in a situation. And that situation, of course, is when I was working at WJFK doing afternoons, and then you were hired by the sports station when they flipped formats, and you stayed on, and you did a sports show, a show that I couldn't do, by the way. I would never, ever attempt to do the kind of radio that Chad does, and I admire him for making the pivot and being able to do that. But it is not about him when I talk about that situation. It's not about money. It's about, and I think all you guys, Oscar, you need to know this. All the guys over there need to know this.
Yes.
It's about losing something you had for decades. It's about, it's not about losing the money either. It's about losing a massive chunk of your identity. And I've talked about it in the book, but I don't think I've ever talked about it openly on this show. And I'm doing this on the free show, not the bonus show.
For context, just to clarify, for people that may have not, don't have.
Yeah, go ahead. If you want to bring it up.
Yeah, just quickly, before you get there, because I'm compelled to hear this as well. But I will say that in the past, initially I felt like it was something that was really bothering you, and then it became kind of a bit on your end where and I can't speak for you, but that's how I felt from being in the same room as you virtually now.
Right.
And I would say that when you say, and you took my job to Chad for some time now, and you've both addressed it that no, you didn't, I didn't take your job. Things, it's a different station. Mm-hmm. And as this has evolved, I don't think you really clarified what you meant.
Well, what you're doing now. First of all, it did turn into shtick.
Yes.
And it was.
So I was right.
Not, yeah. And here's the thing. It was shtick that I didn't think would be hurtful to Chad, because in my own mind, Chad came out ahead in this deal. You know, Chad's on the radio. Chad is. I'm not on the radio. I'm on KCJJ in Iowa. That's it. Mm-hmm. I'd love to be on the radio. I'd love to be on the radio again. I really would. I would love it. I'd like it on my own terms. But I'd like to be on the radio. And so when that happened, it was, you know, I don't talk about it a lot, but it was so many different things converging. As I said, not about losing the money, not about another guy coming in and doing it. It was my life. It was all I had known for 20 years. And suddenly, poof, you know, we kind of knew that that it was coming. But when your life is clear cut, like a, you know, like a South American forest, rainforest, it's a rather upsetting situation. So he was, because of where he was right in the middle of that. And that's kind of why it did evolve into a shtick. But it's that, it's your life. You know, everybody's gone. Anybody that's been downsized or laid off or fired, you can all relate to what I'm talking about. It's insecurity. It's about a feeling of betrayal from the people that hired you and you worked with. You know, we sat there in that environment for months, knowing something was going on, but really not knowing. And it was very, very difficult. So, you know, if Chad talks about not wanting me to say, you know, you stole my job, I'm gonna that's gone. I'm not gonna talk about that. I'm not gonna say that. At the same time, it's frustrating to hear the way you two perceive it, which is,
we just look at the scoreboard.
Let me correct the scoreboard.
Yes.
For you, okay. Because you talk about shows with $1 million budgets, and you talk about paychecks that you will never see, no matter how long you work at it. The fact is, the money that Don and I earned,
yes,
was completely proportionate to the money we made for that
station. Yeah.
I just wanted to clear that up. You know, it was not as though our salaries, you know, blew up the radio station. But it was alluded to, and I know he didn't mean that. But
I think we all are smarter than that. Unfortunately, what happened after the recession and they restructured. And really, Hot Talk Radio went away from CBS, was that they now, these big radio stations, if they can, and they are, they get away with paying a smaller percentage of the actual.
Yeah, they're not going back to paying salaries.
Budget. Yes.
Right. But you know, I get it from EB and from Lurch and from Oscar and from Chad. And I get, you know, we saw the cars you drove. We saw what you did. And I think that was in your, you know, you guys, I don't want to say it's obsessive, but it identifies me. It really has been a large part of my identity. And I think for a long time, I didn't mind it too much. But, you know, now that I've been out there, you know, struggling for every nickel we get on this podcast, I think it's important to point out that we did a lot for the station. And, yeah, the economy was booming at that particular time. I think I should also point out that long before the sports format came along, I took a pay cut, and so I knew what the climate was. I knew what was happening, and I saw the writing on the wall. And when ultimately I got the format flip came, I knew that it was just as much about advertiser relationships as it was against trimming the fat when it came to salaries around the country, because they did it to
everybody.
Tons of us,
everybody,
along the network. Okay, so it does not change one fact that I think Oscar Santana and Chad Dukes and Drab T-Shirt and everybody needs to know that thinks about that is how devastated I was. I came on and started a podcast. You didn't know it, but to this day, I look back on something when you see tributes to a guy like Ed Walker, who was in the business for a very, very long time. And you say to yourself, would have been kind of nice to have that kind of a run.
That run,
is it realistic? No, it's not realistic in show business. It's extraordinarily rare in show
and
business. It would have been nice. It would have been nice.
You're also, if you're going to reference Chad, Drab, and I, our longest run as a show together outside of being online,
right,
would be maybe 3 years.
So, and I think that maybe has something to do with why I had a 20-year run.
Yeah, it's hard for us. Like the idea of losing your kind of identity as a broadcaster happened to us 3 or 4 times during our career.
Most people in broadcasting go through that. Yeah. So that's what I hope that clarifies it a little bit.
I think it does. And you know, Mike,
where the hurt comes from. It's not like me being, hey, that guy. And I don't begrudge
you. You never talked about your pain publicly, though.
No.
Yeah, it was something that was, the fact that I do what I do today. I was lucky to have that run on radio. I am super lucky to do what I do today. I feel incredibly blessed to do that. But, a lot of people don't know that. I took the pay cut. I didn't go into work one day because it was so devastating to me initially to say, whoa, that's how much they value you. And Rob was around for all of it.
Well, when I said, is there anything I can do at the new station? They said, nope. Yeah. And I said anything, and they just said no. And they showed me the
door. And we worked for months while we were preparing to flip formats.
Right.
And we knew something was going on, but they wouldn't tell us. And then the day it happened, they didn't tell us. And I was fired by Chris Kennard when he said it wasn't my decision. That was how it was. He never said you're fired. Nobody ever said you're fired.
Right.
No, and the words never came out of anybody's mouth.
Oh,
ever had the balls
actually
to do it.
You told me I was fired.
I said, we're fired.
But you know
I
what, said, Mike? Fired, something that is a positive, and when you say that it would be nice when all is said and done to say you had a 65-year run or whatever.
I'll write a blurb for you.
But no, but seriously, you know what? You were part of a changing industry. And it's like a guy that started on the radio that ended up on television. When they look back on his whole career, it is a 65-year run. You've never been off
media. I'm talking specifically about my relationship with the Big O and Duke show.
I understand.
And why I am
the JFK
way.
Lineage.
And also, by the way, Drab, I've friended you on Facebook, which you asked me to do, and I have a private message feature on there. And if I've done something or said something.
He has no idea it's there. He's the worst at it.
Well, the fact
the worst at Facebook.
I know he's the worst at communicating with.
towards the end, Drab said something. Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about it. Let's move forward. And that's kind of the way he rolls, and I understand that. But I think when Drab is involved in these discussions with these larger-than-life personalities like Oscar and Chad and me and Rob, I think he sometimes gets lost in the shuffle. So I have a tremendous regard for him as well. And if he has anything that he wants to talk to me about, which he probably
I'll let him know. And I'll also let him know that you've
Because I'm happy for his engagement. I like it when all you guys grow up and get married.
A friend request
pending
and a private message that's just collecting dust.
That's right.
Okay. So let me just pass that along to him.
I will. I won't have to because I'll hear about it when I get into the studio.
And with Chad, and Chad does a wonderful job, in my opinion, of expressing his frustrations and at the same time making me feel good, which he did on Tuesday night's Big O and Duke show. He does it in such a peculiar way. Well, he's frustrated with me a little bit, and he lets me know, but he does it in this. And Chad and Oscar have consistently been kind and respectful to me.
Right.
And I can, the gist of this, which I said at the beginning, I can do a better job of being kind and respectful to them. And I intend to do that because I value their friendships. And I also think that the shows are synergistic, and I think that they work well together. And I look forward to, projects down the road that we can work together, because I think that would be a positive thing as well.
Very cool.
And I'm here to tell you that's my attitude. Regarding Chad specifically, I have always been a true fan of his talent. He is somebody that when I listen to him, I want to be part of his club. I just
make
won't
America
wear,
great.
I won't wear that Trump hat. No, I will not do that.
And Mike, while you're showing,
I want to say, Chad, thank you so much for the donation to the Bernie Sanders campaign. Thank you very much. I truly appreciate
so
that.
So now that we're seeing this new side of you, Mike, a new respect.
Not a new side of me. This is a side that's existed for a long time. This is just when you hear, when you want to get something out of me, here's a little primer.
Yeah.
And maybe for everybody. You know, when you want to get something out of me, you go at me, but you go at me with a respectful way. And, you know, you just, you know, you want to really just lay out some stuff out there. That's the way, that's what you get. This is a result of how I processed that I thought was communicated very clearly, and I wanted to come in and share that.
You hear that, Courtney Calkins?
That's right. Yeah. And from this day forward, Mike.
Not the right way to go about it. Yes.
From this day forward, how will you treat Pony?
Well, let's see.
Hey, you know what? He's thinking about it right now as well.
You know what? I could say something funny and flip and stuff, but with you, Rob, and with you, Pony, as well, you guys get the receiving end of a lot of frustration from Oscar and myself. And I think that sometimes you know that, you know, I can communicate it, but I can do it in a better way and not do it when I'm just ranting and just, you know, it's more communication is what it is. And that's
screw
what
I quit.
Do. Okay, thank you. That's it. Oh, we got a break. We got to take a break because we went on and on and on. So
have fun,
that's
fellas.
It.
I'm out of here.
Later.
So are you okay? Not soul sucking, right?
No, that was awesome.
No, it was
really
right,
big
cool.
Shooter. He's going to be fine with that
I'm
too,
sure
right?
I'm sure he will.
Okay,
I can't
terrific.
Speak for him, but I'm sure he will.
Very good. You know, I just hope it's all ever forward, positive things. Yeah. I really think that's going to happen now, and Drab, I hope I'm right.
Drab will be okay with it when he hears it in January.
Yeah.
Yes. That'll be wonderful. Thank you. Oh, people, trust me. People will be. We will take a break and come back. I'll tell you all about Trunk or Treat last night. And, boy, talk about social media blowing up. My Little Man, that's a popular little dude. I'm going to exploit that for all it's worth. We'll take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, everybody, FanDuel makes every single football game more exciting. I put my lineup in last night. The baby was on a sugar high. Mrs. O'Meara was talking to me, and I was deep into my FanDuel lineup. Let me see if I can bring it up for ye right now, because it is kind of interesting.
Robert
we all
put
love
in two
fun-
for me FanDuel. Last night, as a matter of fact.
What's that?
Robert put in two for me last night, and I realized it might have been a mistake. He said, Dad, is there a chance they'll start Robert Griffin at all? And I said, no. And he said, let's play him anyway, just in case. I said, no.
Strong
don't do
boy,
that.
Strong boy.
Very strong.
Does anybody have access to FanDuel? We had about 145 participants as of like early afternoon yesterday. So I just want to make sure people get the heads up and
cool.
They know how many are in there. I think there's still time to get your lineup in for this coming Sunday. I cannot get out of my soundboard, unfortunately. I'm
well, that's
so
good news for the listener.
That's great. Let me see if it's still working.
More entertainment.
There it is.
Oh, I hate
FanDuel. Hello. Anyway, it's so easy. Pick your players. Last week, Chris from North Carolina in week six won $40,000
yep.
off a $5 bet on FanDuel. That could be you if you just try FanDuel. Yes, Oscar, you've got the info.
We've got 157 out of 300.
Get
okay,
in,
so we
people.
Got that's half. That's basically half. You got plenty of room. Get into the FanDuel. Rob's in it. Oscar's in it. I'm in it. Come play with us, all of us. Go to FanDuel.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use our code TMOS and sign up now. Special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. You can enter more than once. A lot of people do that. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use the code TMOS. Just remember to enter TMOS at FanDuel.com. FanDuel, where every day is a new season. And I'm trying to think. I got the kicker for the Giants.
Oh, then you've won.
What's that?
Then you've won.
Oh, stop it. Behave yourself.
Julio
but I have
Jones
to have a lineup in
set for a comeback this week.
Yeah, ooh. I mean, I'm a little hinky about my lineup this week, but I'll tell you more about
meaning
it.
Meaning that you don't want to share it, or you're just not comfortable.
Or
with it?
I can't get out of my soundboard. I can't do it. I'm trying to, and it just won't. It won't work.
You can alter it, and you can tweak
it. This computer, I don't know what's going on.
It's the Apple. It's Apple Corporation.
It is. Yeah.
Is anybody having? Is anybody having trouble with some of their Apple devices?
No.
I've been getting software updates, and when I do that occasionally, it
things change.
Gets problematic.
Mine have been running faster and more effective than ever.
Mine are efficient as well.
Yeah. The battery life is amazing.
Though, Mike,
forever.
To be fair to you, you're also the man that had to figure out how to do a hard shutdown after owning Apple products for, I would say, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You just learned that yesterday.
I know.
Yeah.
It won't let me quit soundboard.
It's what, why don't you hit the power button on the corner and reset your computer?
Or force quit.
Yeah, or force quit.
Force quit is another great skill.
I'm doing it right now. Okay, I did. So last night, it's been busy. My son, 1.2 thousand
1,200.
Likes. 1,200.
Oh, but it's such a great feeling when the likes
it's
go
not
to, 1. Though.
1.2 thousand, is it? 1,200 likes.
He's trying to help you
1,200
out.
1,200 likes. Okay. 1.2K.
But I love when they go to the decimal point. They almost do like scientific notation for
they,
the likes.
They make you think.
Yeah, they do.
I was blown away. The little guy in his Bernie Sanders outfit, he did great with the, you know, the
you
suit
nailed
came
the
in
hair.
On Tuesday.
You nailed the hair.
Well, the hair was problematic. We got that spray white hair to make you look older. And so we got him in the tub after his nap.
Did you have some
nap.
Left for your beard today?
Yeah, that's natural. So we had him in the tub, and then his hair dried off. We let him run around for an hour or so.
Right.
His hair was dry. We brought him over to the other tub. We started to spray the stuff in, and we're spraying and spraying and spraying. We're covering his eyes, and we're spraying and spraying. And then Carla says, oh. I said, what? She read the side of the can. It says, do not spray on blonde or fine hair.
Which
so
is
that's
exactly
his hair.
What
he
has.
Described,
yeah.
He just described his effing hair. That's what they said it was.
Oh, boy.
Sake, you know? So we said, look, you got enough of the goo in it where it has that kind of unkempt, disheveled look.
Yeah.
I said, that'll work for him. And so it was on to the bedroom where Daddy put him into his little suit. Now, the suit is flawless.
Does it zip
it's
up the
gorgeous.
Back? Is it like a one piece?
No.
How does it work?
No, it's not. It's a real suit.
A
only
one
got
piece.
Is the elastic waistband.
A onesie, so, Oscar, his
so
parents call
he
it.
He had a regular shirt, a regular button-down shirt. He had the tie that you would get, like a tie you would get with a tuxedo,
uh-huh.
the fake tie. You
sure.
know, you put the string together at the back,
yeah.
you know, the way it does.
A clip-on,
and,
essentially.
And then he had the black jacket. It was just like a regular little suit. It was so... When he put this suit on, it was absolutely perfection. Ran out to the Walmart, got him a couple of dress shoes. He'll be able to hopefully, you know, if somebody dies in the family, we'll be able to roll him into the funeral.
Oh
with
my
no problem
God,
at all,
God willing.
Because he's got the black suit. He looks perfect in it. And, you know, God knows I'm not going to be hanging with anybody getting married anytime soon. So,
true enough.
You know. No. Although, with my new relationship with Drab T-Shirt, I fully expect that... oh, yeah, this guy.
Yeah.
That's the one. That'll probably
married?
Be the next wedding I
yeah.
go to.
Yeah. yeah.
Not till I'm ready.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you. We'll another show. So, anyway, he looked fantastic. The Bernie button that I made, by the way.
Good job.
I made it myself. I went online, got the Bernie logo, and put it in the little... Michael's Craps button, and then I got Santa Claus glasses that are wire-rimmed, gold wire-rimmed, and he loved them.
I can't believe he kept glasses on.
He kept them on for the entire time.
Because I try that with my dog, and he hates it. He will not wear glasses.
It was spectacular. Trunk or treat, my first one. Back when my daughters were, little kids trick-or-treating, you know, we actually went to homes.
Yes.
That's sweet.
That's when America was less afraid.
That's right.
That's back in the day. You'd actually knock on a door and go, well, now everybody's terrified.
Well,
can I throw this in?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're terrified. I see social media. With all the videos being made about tainted candy, knock it off, you creep loser a-holes.
Yeah.
Please stop that.
Stop warning us.
Did you see the video that they turn over the apple and it's got raisins
in
it?
Yeah, I found it last night.
What is that?
I Googled the word taint and I got... all of these horrible
you always
pictures
do.
Of the candy.
Terrible.
Goat see.
No, online they have...
No, people,
they
love the terror. They love
what
to terrorize you.
It's insane.
And they
it's
do.
Ridiculous.
They do.
It's not cool, so stop doing that. So the trunk or treat is the safe way of taking your kid out. And we get out of the... I thought trunk or treat would be you drive your car up, open the trunk, they give you candy, you hand it out, because we
right.
already donated candy to the church.
Right.
That's what we did. And no, it's... volunteers that set up their cars, decorate them for Halloween, and then the kids stand in line and they go through.
Were any
they,
of the cars remarkable in any way, or did all the decor
suck? It was fine. It was for my kid. I mean,
right.
I was all about showing my son. What are we okay? Is everything all right?
Yeah.
Well, please tell me.
It's fine. He's just going to go get some water and a drink for me. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, it really was okay, but I was just parading him around.
Mm.
And big laughs from some people, people that kind of didn't get it, other people.
What did, who did they think he was?
Some of the blue hairs didn't get the bit. They didn't get the
bit.
I don't know what it, yeah, I got that
Those
impression.
People should not be out among
And it wasn't a political thing at all, this because it wasn't a political statement. It was just him doing like you would do any political
a
character. There's going to be a million Trumps out there this year. So overall, it was a good thing. Then on the way back, we told him that because he got his first Halloween candy, he would be able to ingest us a little candy. We gave him a little Butterfinger.
How many cars did he hit before he realized, hey, every time I go up to a new grown-up, I'm going to get a piece of candy?
He didn't. I don't think that connection.
It didn't connection happen? Okay, next
year
it'll
happen.
He had
a long day. We picked out a preschool yesterday. He had a lot of stimulation yesterday.
The two people I thought people would be like, oh my God, he's that guy or that,
right.
You know, is Bernie or Trump, or then there was this talk show host, a daytime talk show host during the day, an older gentleman, wore glasses and had white hair. He was
Phil Donahue.
Yes, I thought he looked like a little bit like Phil Donahue.
Got the white hair
look.
The thing that let me know that it was Bernie Sanders was
the button. The button was great.
And
the
also,
button was great.
Yeah, you have to have the button.
Look, the slight look of overwhelming confusion.
Yes, that's it. Absolutely. Kind of out of it. You know, you kind of the hair.
Now,
I saw Bernie.
Yeah.
Do you know, really, how many more votes do you think he'd get if somebody just took him into a barber shop? Seriously.
I know.
And just tightened up that side, that wisp that he's got.
Get him a flat top.
But you know he's not that kind. He's like, don't touch my hair.
The traction on social media, I think, is what you should take away from this.
Yep. Yes.
Because it was so quick and so fast.
Amazing to me.
Red hot.
Red hot,
yeah,
baby.
It was truly, and then the sugar high lasted till about 8 o'clock last night.
Oh, those are just a myth.
Yeah, I got a lot of those. Oh, it's just a myth. Okay, Mr. Why don't you come over and hang out in my living room, and we'll discuss that sugar high theory you have that's been disputed, that's been rebutted.
There are so many things that they say are fake that aren't. For example, kids will get a fever when they're teething. It doesn't happen in real life, except it does.
Yes.
Sugar highs happen. They always happen.
They
and
do.
They'll crash,
they
and they're the worst kids ever. You want to throw them out a window.
Oh my God.
You do.
I knew things were a little rough when I said, Michael, are you ready for bed? And he turned around, put his middle finger up and said, say hello to my little friend.
And then you said, you're Bernie Sanders. Don't break character.
We will take a break and come back with news you may not need. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there, this is Katie, and I would love it if you listened to the Cake and Cookie Show. No, really, please listen. I need an actual reason for spending all this time with Rob. Nobody really wants to spend time with Rob. But I'm fun enough for both of us. Listen to Cake and Cookies. You'll love half of it. My half. Every Wednesday at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Part of the More Network.
Thank you, Katie. Katie down in Savannah, Georgia.
Georgia.
You know, it's always tough. I always want to say, let's pull off and hang out with Katie on our way down there. But we're always busting ass to get down here. We never have time. And, you know, by the time we roll into the lovely, fabulous La Quinta Inn in Savannah, Georgia.
It means the Quinta.
Yeah, the motel that looks like it was wiped. Somebody wiped themselves with it.
Oh, dear.
You know what, seriously, a dog-friendly motel is? That every dog in the state of Florida visits on their way up north? Ugh.
It's basically you're staying in the dog shelter.
Yeah,
absolutely. And right. I made the mistake of taking Beluga and Frankie out at night. Hey, the shoes looked great after that.
Anyway,
welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, why settle for those small nuts in the grocery store when you can have the big, beautiful nuts at nuts.com? We love nuts.com. You're going to love it, too. New customers, right now, you can get 4 free samples when you go to nuts.com and use our code TMOS. That is a $15 value. You'd be insane or nuts not to do it. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. They can do this because they care about their quality. These are the best nuts you will ever see. They also have 3,000 other snacks that you can choose from. Dried fruits, sweet treats, gummy bears that Rob was telling us about, coffee, tea, baking goods. It's really great. Nuts, nuts, nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet, whatever kind you'd like to munch on. Let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers get 4 free samples. Choose from over 50 options. That's a $15 value when you go to nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That's nuts.com and the code TMOS for 4 free samples with your order. Minimum purchase required. We love nuts.com. You will love nuts.com. So check them out, and we thank you.
News.
Boo. New York Yankee legend Derek Jeter, a great player, a player who played for my enemy team, the New York Yankees, but a player that I respected throughout his playing career. I also respected his chasing of the poon.
Will you say his name like the announcer? Say his name like that announcer would say it.
Ladies and gentlemen, now batting fourth, Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter. He's getting engaged. He's gotten engaged.
What?
Yes. Yeah. His wife-to-be is 52-year-old NASA propulsion engineer. No, I'm kidding.
No.
It's 25-year-old Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, Hannah Davids.
Oh.
The complete sheet wrote that. That's probably in the entire time I've used that service. That is the only time I've read one of their jokes.
Well, I guarantee you they stole it. 52-year-old
NASA propulsion engineer. That's funny. She's the swimsuit model, Hannah Davids.
Yeah, yeah.
Familiar with her work?
Get her draws down on the SI swimsuit issue?
Yes.
Derek is 41. The New York Post says Derek proposed on Sunday for their third anniversary. He even asked her parents' permission first. He's a class act.
Oh, that's sweet. Was always kind. Even he was like slaying them left and right, but he always had a goodie bag that they'd take with them.
Yeah.
Right?
like a
Jeter jersey, a nice Yankees cap.
And he'd be reaching these milestones and they'd show the Jeter box that he had up there.
Of course.
And they'd show the Jeter box and the Jeter box.
I was
going
to say, to be clear, you're referring to the seating section.
The seating area. Oh,
that's right.
Take this with you. You'll meet my parents. You'll go to a game and that's the package.
It's even better than donating to PBS. You get a lovely care package and you're on your way.
He's settling down. He has previously made sweet, sweet love to Jessica Biel, Jessica Alba, and Jordana Brewster, just to name a few.
That's good.
I mean, that's
and Elaine Stritch.
That's just his infield. One of these rags had a nice layout of one of the news magazines.
Again, rag referring not to the lady, to the news magazine.
They had a layout if he was going to have his starting lineup. Of the ladies that would be in the outfield, and the infield would be the ones he actually had a longer relationship with.
Wow. That's
it was hysterical. An all-star team. All-star team.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, Jeter is something. And I thought it was kind that he dated Elaine Stritch for a while. Here's to the players who lunch. Anyway, moving right along. Monica Lewinsky wrote a column on topical Halloween costumes for Vanity Fair. Thanks, Monica. In it, she says she's never been to a party where someone was dressed up as her.
She's lying!
But she did have an awkward experience back in 2008. She says, quote, I went to see the movie Maid of Honor, and it opens with a scene where Patrick Dempsey, dressed as Bill Clinton, mingles at a Halloween party with three Monica Lewinskys, all clad in blue dresses and berets holding cigars. Cringe factor 10.
Oh, I guess look at me!
Such a cringe factor that you put it in your article, right, Monica?
Me, Monica Lewinsky.
Obviously, topical stuff is a popular way to go for Halloween. It's been more than 15 years since Monica's costume would have been timely, but she says it can be bullying to turn an inadvertently famous person into a costume.
Oh, God.
I think she's a
Let it go. And if you didn't care, you wouldn't be talking about it anymore.
Right.
Here's her quote. In the age of social media and the irresistible, almost pathological drive to curate our images, the costumes we choose must deliver a message about who we are, how clever we are, and how fabulous our lives are. But there's a fine line between clever and cruel. All right, but you're writing about it. If you want it to go away, stop writing about the fact that you're in a...
Change your name.
She really doesn't want it to go away.
Move
no,
to
she
Switzerland.
Doesn't. No, she never wanted
it's
to go away,
got.
Ever.
It's all she's got.
Jeff Daniels says he went against the advice of pretty much everybody when he auditioned for Dumb and Dumber because he wanted to work with Jim Carrey and he thought it would give his career some range.
Ah.
I think he was absolutely right, as it
turned
out.
Yeah.
In addition to begging him not to do it, his people warned him that Jim would, quote, wipe him off the screen. But Jeff knew the script gave him a few scenes to shine on his own, like the one with his explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, in the bathroom.
That's funny. In a beautiful women's bathroom, and the toilet won't flush if you've never seen that.
Yeah, it's great.
Truly a classic. He says,
he's sweating.
He says, quote, just from a comedic standpoint, I knew the toilet scene Jim wasn't in, the snowball in the head scene he wasn't in.
That's I forgot funny, about that.
So I said, unless they cut those scenes, I'm going to score. He was right.
Yeah, smart guy.
Jeff says the movie, quote, opened up so many more doors for him, and even Alec Baldwin was jealous. After Dumb and Dumber came out, he ran into Baldwin, who told him, quote, I've been screaming at my agent, get me something like that. What a great career move that was.
Oh, that's
and
cool. Good for him.
Alec Baldwin knows about making the pivot to comedy. I
sure.
Think that was
hell yeah.
Phil Collins, there you go. I haven't heard that name in a while.
Mm.
Says he's coming out of retirement. The horse is out of the stable, he said. That was not sincere.
Doesn't he have horrible, crippling back trouble?
He does. It's in this story. He says, my kids are now 10 and 14, and they want to see what their dad does. They were in diapers when I was last on the road. They love my music, and I'd like to take them out so they can enjoy it. Phil hasn't put an album of new material out since Testify in 2002. In 2011, he retired from music, and around the same time, he said his back and nerve problems made it difficult for him to wipe himself, let alone play drums. Mm.
Now, will the new tour allow him to do both?
No.
It's the Wipe Me Tour. Recently, he had emergency back surgery, and apparently his doctors believe he'll be able to play again as long as he practices a lot to work up his strength. I can relate to that. I've had a band and not had a band, and you kind of got to work up to, you know, doing that. So I wish him luck. I'd like to see him. You know, I'm not a super fan, but I'd like to see him.
Take his music out of it. Where do you think he ranks as far as a drummer?
I don't know. All I know is that we do share that idol, Buddy Rich. And, he toured with Buddy Rich's band after Buddy died.
Found out today, Mike, that Buddy Rich hated Elvis Presley.
Did he really?
Yeah, he really did.
Finally.
Yeah, there you go.
Something.
Way to go, buddy. A 26-year-old named Leonte Lewis walked into a middle school near Charleston, West Virginia on Tuesday, claimed to be Justin Bieber, and asked them to stop the morning announcements so he could sing to the kids on the PA. He was wearing a Bieber wig, but the principal knew right away he wasn't actually Bieber because he was black. His family had called the cops earlier to warn them he was off his meds and might show up at a school. Kind of scary, I would think. The school immediately went on lockdown, but luckily he wasn't violent, didn't have any weapons. They took him to a hospital for an evaluation. A few hours later, he snuck out, and he went to a daycare center and tried to do the same thing.
Wow.
So, the local news talked to him while he was on his way to jail, and he said he did it because singing Justin Bieber songs to kids makes them smarter. There you go. Okay.
Yes, it does.
Fantastic.
Just look at Robert.
And now a little something. Police in Vero Beach, Florida are currently on the hunt for a mysterious serial glory hole driller. Yes. If you're not familiar with what a glory hole is, how do we put this? Hole that you...
I've got. It's a bird feeder, but not for birds.
Thank you.
That's nice.
Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Well, maybe if I explain what he did, an employee at the Treasure Shores Beach just found someone had drilled a hole in a bathroom stall wall. And it's not the first time. He told the cops he just had to patch up another one in the same spot. The bathroom has been closed while the hole can be plugged, repaired.
Yes.
There's no word if the cops have any leads or if they're sure the glory holes were even drilled by the same guy.
Right.
All I know is I won't be kicking off my shoes at Treasure Shores Beach. Better yet, I don't think I'm laying my towel down there either. In fact, I think I'm just going to drive over there and stay in the car. Thank you. Thank you very much. Not one, but two glory holes. Yeah. All right. Penny, where are we going this weekend? Oh, we're going to Treasure Beach. I bet you find some treasure there. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I am Gary Stein.
On this week's episode of the show, the two-man march.
Sorry, I did that. I apologize.
You okay?
I'm very, very sorry. I hit that by accident.
You want to go back to the promo or just bail?
We'll just bail.
Okay.
We don't have enough time. Tony Perkins' show is fantastic.
Yes.
Check it out. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And you can turn your music down now because once I start it, I hate to finish it. Hiring a qualified employee is one of the hardest parts about being a business owner. It's also extraordinarily important. Face it, people, your company is only as good as the people you hire, so you need to hire the best. That's why I'm telling you about
ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter, go to ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter.com.
This might not be the commercial they want, but it's something different and unique. ZipRecruiter.com, you can post over 100 job sites with one single click and instantly be matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. 6 million! Just one post, and within 24 hours, you can sit back and watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Real ZipRecruiter clients say that ZipRecruiter takes the torture out of the hiring process. It is, and I quote, faster, easier, and the source for their best employees.
ZipRecruiter! ZipRecruiter!
ZipRecruiter. Anyway, try ZipRecruiter. Stop it, Michael. Just turn it off. You can try ZipRecruiter today, and it's free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Don't wait. Do it today. Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Thank you very much. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, October 29, 2015. Rob's Pee-wee.
One of my very favorite sources of joy on Facebook is the fact that I'm friends with Kevin Meaney. And yesterday, he's on tour right now, and he was driving through Pennsylvania and posted a selfie video. He saw the Runaway Army blimp, Mike.
He did?
Yes.
What?
He saw it. And so this is his selfie video, Kevin Meaney on spotting, and it was like a $1 billion blimp up in the sky.
Yeah. I'm driving somewhere in Pennsylvania. There's a large sphere-like object right above me, and it's following me. I don't know if it's an alien ship or military, but there's a long cord that's hanging from it, and it's knocking down power lines, and kids are screaming, they're running off the buses, and parents are electrocuted, there's bodies everywhere, old ladies are in wheelchairs, and people are screaming. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. Oh my God, the humanity.
He's my favorite.
That's a home run. That is exactly what I wanted, and he gave it to me. Kevin Meaney, I love you, my friend.
And
I
you
got to
see the visual because he's just sitting in his car.
I cannot wait. That's the first thing I will do after the show. That's fantastic.
Now, a guy, and I don't even know who did this. I saw this on YouTube, said, what if all the contestants on Jeopardy one night were named Jeff, all the categories were Jeff, and all the questions were simply Jeff? And he called it Jeopardy. And I don't know how long you'll last with this, but this is how it goes.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our show. Good champion in
Jeff.
And Jeff. And Jeff. Happy to welcome you to our program as well. Here are the categories. First off, Jeff. 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 And Jeff.
Let's try Jeff for 200.
Jeff. Jeff.
What is Jeff?
Yes. All right, we get it. We get
Jeff
it.
Okay,
thank you. Thank
Jeff.
You.
What, are you going to blow it up?
Yeah. Okay, I'll blow it up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What is Jeff? Last night on the Kimmel Show, he showed a man on the street piece where he went out and asked people how the Republican debate went. Of course, when the Kimmel Show had aired, the debate hadn't happened yet.
Yes. Oh my God, we didn't even talk about it on the show today.
And so people were answering questions, pretending they watched it.
Oh my God.
What?
What happened?
Thank you, Carla.
What happened?
Carla just handed me a piece of mail, gentlemen.
What?
Uh-oh.
Let's go to Jeff.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you've got a jury summons!
No. Mike?
Oh, no.
Tell him you're living in Maine.
That, or, you know what you know how I got out of jury duty? I said, I'm doing a job that only one person can do. And that's true.
You should do that.
Oh, fantastic. The month of December. How wonderful is that?
Christmas jury duty. It's Mike O'Mara's
Friday,
Christmas litigation.
Hey, it's a Friday, boys, so we can do the show. So.
Okay, solid.
Might have to do it just for material. I've never been.
You've never
I have to move to the state of Florida to be called for jury duty. What's going on, hey?
Well, I know there'll be plenty of business for you to decide upon. Anyway, they were asking people questions about something that didn't happen, and rather than look stupid and say, I don't know, people look stupid by answering.
What do you think about how we did push-ups instead of a closing argument? Was that powerful or a
that
little
was
much?
Horrible. That was over the top. Yeah.
How many did you see him do?
Maybe 2-3.
Did you see that viral clip where Donald Trump did a backflip and said, this is what I'm going to do to Obamacare?
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
I laughed. It was weird.
Tell me what was going through your mind when the intern wheeled out cinder blocks and he started building the wall right on stage. What was he trying to prove?
It was kind of, I kind of cringed when that happened because I was like, oh my God, he just lost so many supporters. But yeah, I cringed. That's all I could do.
Oh, how do you think Trump looked with bangs last night? Was that kind of cute?
The bangs were cute. I'd love to talk to his big guy.
Tell me about what was going through your mind when you saw his toupee slipping a little bit in front of his face.
I was like, oh girl, he's going to fire some stylists today. Right there.
Nobody ever will say, I don't know.
People want to be on the magic box.
That's
and
it.
What does it say about the Americans' capacity for BS?
Well, they're dumb.
I mean, everybody is. No, they're not. They're dumb, but they're also liars.
Yeah, that's true.
They lie without any hesitation.
Saying
whatsoever.
I don't know is much easier.
It is. Yes, but absolutely. You know what? But
didn't
that doesn't get you on
it.
TV.
Thank you.
Anyway, or even better, how about hasn't happened yet, you dummy? That's really you. What you need to say. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Another Michael Maris show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more jury duty. I'm sorry, more fun and more thrills at MichaelMarisShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Michael Maris show with a letter or package, send it to jury duty. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email rob@michaelmarisshow.com. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Honey, call the judge. I need some advice. Anyway, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey!
Just a second. You're not going anywhere until I tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, when you think Halloween, think Amazon and go through our website. Open eternally at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, good.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.